I had to change my vocabulary. I used to say that kids needed to obey. Now I use the word comply. Teachers didn't like it and thought it was too much like dog training. I mean, we expect dogs to obey, right? Well, mine doesn't, but that's another story. So I watered it down. Comply sounds better than obey. I myself compromised. I know they mean the same thing, right? Wrong. What's the definition of obedience? Anybody? Let me help you out. Obedience is doing what you're told, when you're told to do it, with a good attitude. Our students can comply in many ways, but still lack the correct attitude and timing. Ask one of your students to sit down and determine if he sat down on his terms or yours. How long did it take him to get into his seat? Oh, he complied, but when and how is still the question. Compliance can also be very temporary. Obedience is very permanent. I don't have to keep asking. Wouldn't it be nice to ask a kid to do something and have him or her just do it? Bullies comply all the time, but in a very temporary way. Permanence comes when our demands are immediately met and when the student has the right attitude. I left the New Jersey Turnpike one day and saw a sign that said, "You've left the New Jersey Turnpike. Obey local speed laws." Tip 2 tells us that obedience isn't such a dirty word after all.